Businesses may only get 3 days' notice for reopening is the main front page headline for the Irish Examiner, above the story that owners must wait until public health experts and the government decide whether the risk from the Delta variant is such that the July 5th date must be put back. Publicans and restaurateurs want a decision this week, but according to the paper, government sources say it will be the middle of next week at the earliest, with a likely NPHET meeting next Thursday and a government announcement on Friday. Elsewhere on that front page, and also carried on the front of the Irish Times and the Irish Independent, coverage of the latest predictions from the ESRI. The Independent runs with consumer spending boom is on the way, reporting that the ESRI is forecasting a massive 7.5% increase in consumption this year, followed by an 8.5% increase next year. While the Irish Times reports that the ESRI says our economy will rebound dramatically this year by growing 11% on the back of stronger exports and a resurgence in consumer spending and investment linked to the easing of restrictions. The lead story for the Irish Independent this morning comes from Hugh O'Connell's comprehensive interview with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Under the headline, Push to Free Up Family Homes by Encouraging Elderly to Downsize, he writes that under plans being considered by the government, elderly people living in large homes would be incentivised to move to smaller ones through a mix of tax incentives and grants. Give up your old homes is the headline for that story in the Herald, and a detailed interview with the Taoiseach is also carried on page 3 of the Irish Times. And in other property-related news, the Irish Daily Mail has the story of the ongoing and intense bidding war for a 3-bed semi-detached house in Rathmines, Dublin 6. Last night, we're told the price stood at €1.25 million, €530,000 above the asking price of €685,000 sought by the owners when they put it on the market last week. There's plenty of coverage too this morning of the pop star Britney Spears' bid to enter Father Jamie Spears' 13-year conservatorship, which gives him control of her life and finances. Page 3 of the Irish Daily Star is devoted to the story. The 39-year-old star addressed a court in Los Angeles yesterday via video link, and she said that she truly believed the conservatorship is abusive. I don't feel like I can live a full life, she said. 2 decades after Holy Cross protest, I'm still living with the trauma, is the headline above the interview given by 24-year-old Belfast woman Alice Lee Bunting to Rebecca Black. The syndicated interview was flagged on the front of the Irish News with an image of Alice Lee as a child in 2001, surrounded by riot police on her way to school with her mother, alongside an image of her now with her own 2 young sons. Alice Lee is one of the scores of schoolgirls forced to run the gauntlet of a loyalist blockade on their way to Holy Cross Primary School in Ardoyne in 2001. She says that at the time she had no idea why she was being attacked, and that 20 years later she still suffers flashbacks and nightmares. Her son Dara will start primary school in September. I'm just glad it's not something he has to go through, she says. The interview is carried inside several papers this morning. And the continuing controversy over the new National Maternity Hospital is covered widely this morning. Talla, a viable option for maternity hospital, is on page 1 of the Examiner, which has the story that government sources confirmed that alternative locations, including Talla, have been examined, but that the preference remains a move to St Vincent's. And on page 5 of the Irish Times, above a question and answer style explainer on the situation, the headline poses a simple question. Why has the National Maternity Hospital project become such a mess?